Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. I didn't even ask this while we were in the break. I guess we got Dean, yeah? Dean?
I am here.
There he is, yeah. Joining us from beautiful Yuma, Arizona is Dean Weingarten. How are you doing?
I am doing very well, thank you.
Let's talk about, speaking of Arizona, let's talk about this 10-year-old who had apparently some really good wherewithal and state of mind and everything, because he defended himself with a air gun.
Yeah, and I am not able to be certain whether this defender was a boy or a girl. It's not 100% clear. They haven't named the individual, and, you know, they kind of left it up in the air. But we do know that the person they defended themselves against was a young man, 17 years old. So exactly what happened has not been let out to the public, partly because they haven't decided, the authorities have not decided whether to charge the 17-year-old or not. But the detectives have already investigated and said that it definitely was a case of self-defense. I'm pretty sure that other people have used air guns, BB guns, whatever, in self-defense. But this is the first case I've seen that's been documented where a 10-year-old used the air gun in self-defense, and the perpetrator ended up in the hospital. So it's a little unusual that way. Every few years, you'll see a case, a tragic case where some person is shot with an air gun and they die. Usually it's children. Not always, but children just generally are smaller. They're smaller people. So a projectile doesn't have to reach as far, and the bones are not often, for a very young person, they aren't as hard as for an older person, so they can penetrate to a vital organ easier. And air guns, most common air guns anyway, cannot penetrate very far. They can penetrate enough to kill a person, but not a lot more. And usually these wounds are either in the heart or in the brain, sometimes through the eye socket, something like that. I've seen at least one that was through a temple. But air guns have been powerful enough to kill people for a very long time, and you probably remember that Lewis and Clark, in their famous expedition of exploration, I think it was 1804 to 1806, they took a powerful air gun with them. I think it was one of the Girondani air rifles that were military air rifles in Europe for several years. And they were a 22-shot air rifle, 22 balls, 46 caliber, were held in a gravity-fed magazine. And they killed, elk and grizzly bear, and they very much impressed the Native Americans or the American Indians that they ran into, because they were relatively quiet and they didn't produce any smoke. So you couldn't necessarily see where somebody was shooting at you because they didn't produce black powder smoke. So powerful air guns have been around for a while, and this is the first case I've seen where a 10-year-old defended themselves, and it was investigated and documented and officially labeled as self-defense. So I think that's a very positive thing. And this happened in Arizona, in a kind of a south-central part of the state, Casa Grande. Anybody who travels along I-10 and I-8 will go through Casa Grande. That's where the two meet. And it's in between Yuma and Tucson, or if you're coming from Phoenix, Phoenix and Tucson. And it's a modest community, I would say. And this particular case was in an unincorporated area, and that's why the Sheriff's Department investigated it. So the Pinal County Sheriff's Department were the ones who investigated it.
So
we don't know. Could have been a bigger air rifle, but you don't see many bigger than 22. There are out there, but there are not that many of them.
But, I mean, an air rifle that's big enough to hurt somebody, that's a pretty expensive air rifle, isn't it? You're not going to find that air rifle at Walmart, are you?
Actually, I would. Yes, you will.
Really? Okay.
The 22, let's see, the 177 or 22 spring air rifles, which are the most common ones, there's some of them use compressed air spring. That is, you know, it's in a contained piston arrangement, and the working gas doesn't leave it. You just compress it and uncompress it. It makes a very good spring. Those are capable of penetrating several inches of flesh. So if you hit somebody in the temple with one of those, the bone is relatively thin in a human temple, and it will almost certainly, they can penetrate like a quarter inch plywood quite easily. Temple isn't that tough, and then you have a projectile into the brain, which usually will kill you.
Right.
Not always, but usually. And then if you shoot somebody and they're not, don't have a lot of extra muscle or whatever, and you shoot them in the area of just say under the sternum, you can reach the heart with an air rifle. So yeah, you can. These relatively inexpensive, we're talking about $100 or so, air rifles in 177 or 22 can definitely project lethal projectiles. It's just the areas where they can be lethal are relatively small, and you have to be fairly close. They lose velocity very fast.
Right.
You know, if you're out 50 or 100 yards, you might not have enough room to do the damage. But up close, they can create serious wounds, yes.
So how bad did this young person hurt the bad guy?
Well, that's what we don't know. We know that he was taken to the hospital, and they said they believed he would survive. So it appeared to be a pretty serious wound to start.
Right.
It was serious enough for him to stop doing whatever he was doing that the 10-year-old was considered to have acted in self-defense. I mean, that's pretty impressive right there. You have detectives questioning, presumably, a 10-year-old and a 17-year-old, and asking what happened, and they say, yeah, the 10-year-old acted correctly when he shot the other guy. That, you wonder what was going on.
Yeah.
And maybe, just possibly, we might eventually find out. But in the case of juveniles, the authorities are usually pretty tight-lipped.
Yeah. And both of these were juveniles, the perpetrator and the kid. Hang on for me, if you will. We're coming up on the first break. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. This article got published, I think, yesterday. It is at Ameland right now with nearly 2,000 other articles written just by Dean. Just waiting for you to go check it out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking with Dean Weingarten. Let's talk about what happened in Arkansas, because this is interesting. This has happened in Arkansas because I wonder how many other places might follow this. It always seems to happen in a cascade.
I have seen several other states do similar things in a few years ago. So it's been happening. And what we're talking about is that a local government entity called the Quorum Court in Newton County, Arkansas, voted, and it was a unanimous vote, to allow county employees who worked in the courthouse and other buildings there, to those who already have a concealed carry permit or who get one, I mean, they're not going to discriminate if you got one after this came out, to carry a concealed weapon at their job. And it makes sense. One of the progressions that happened in the way that the Second Amendment was infringed upon was initially, in a lot of areas, if you were a government employee, you could get a permit pretty easily, especially in the South, I would say. But as the doctrine of disarming people became more and more pushed in public policy, these local governments would start policies saying, if you're a government employee, you can't be armed while you're on the job. And in the middle 50s or so, or I remember in the 60s, shall we say, and I'm getting to be kind of an old guy, but my father would often have a pistol, either a 38 or a 22, that they would carry as they were doing survey work for the state highway department. And, they shot a number of grouse and small game with things like that. And then it wasn't considered a problem. But as time progressed, the idea that someone should be allowed to be armed became disfavored. And so the administrators in the small government, county government, city government, these various boards and appendages, local government, started exerting their power over their employees by saying, as a condition of the job, you can't have a firearm. And so it's a very, it's generally not state law that does this. It's the local government. And so as a member, as a way that we are changing the rationale, the thinking about weapons, and that people have realized that it's always been a constitutional right to do so, local governments are now saying, yeah, it's probably a good idea, because if somebody comes in here and starts shooting up the place, we want our people to be able to defend themselves. And so that's the change in philosophy, is from one which says guns are bad, so nobody should have them, to guns can be useful, so we want good people to have them. And this did happen recently. It was about a month ago in Arkansas that Newton County Quorum Court voted to allow their employees to be armed on the job. And there have been several other places over the years. I talked about some of the other states. In Bowling Green, Kentucky, they restored the right of public employees to be armed in 2018. And then Lake County, Florida, did some of that in 2018 as well. And so did Hernando County, Florida, in 2016. And then there have been places in Kansas, North Carolina, Michigan, Texas. And so it's a trend you see out there. It doesn't get much play in the old media. because, of course, they disapprove of it. But what happens is that the local government is much closer to the people than the state or the federal government is. And somebody in the local government will say, hey, you know, shouldn't we be able to defend ourselves? And then they'll take it to a local board or, you know, county board and say, why do we have this policy? We've got good people here, and the public can carry, so why can't a county employee carry?
Right.
And there isn't much of an answer to that. I mean, their major answer would be, well, we don't trust you. You know, and that doesn't go over so well. And we also see many of these local government officials are carrying as well. And there have been a couple of cases where local governments were attacked by people who disagree with their policy. So we've just seen a rise in the acknowledgement that being armed can be a positive thing, and that being able to defend yourself is often necessary because it takes a while for the official authorities to get there. I mean, this was non-controversial when most people lived on farms and a horse, you know, was the fastest means of transportation, and the time that it would take an official to get to your place might be measured in days, whereas now it's in minutes. But everybody was assumed that they were going to handle problems generally by themselves in the immediate situation. And so it wasn't until we really started congregating the mass of United States citizens into cities that the idea that some authority was going to protect you against crime became seriously prevalent in the United States.
Now, I guess the reason this interests me, of course, is because of what just happened in New York, where nobody can carry a gun, whether they work there or not. Have we ever had...
Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll pick that up on the other side. We'll pick it up on the other side when we get back, talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News.
U.S. regulators have authorized a COVID-19 booster shot for healthy 5 to 11-year-olds. They hope the extra vaccine dose will enhance their protection as transmissions increase in portions of the country. The last hurdle? The CDC must decide whether to formally recommend the booster for this age group. Its scientific advisors will meet on Thursday. Senator Joe Manchin said his chief priority now is helping Ukraine win its war against Russia. That may throw President Joe Biden's stalled economic agenda even farther down the to-do list. The measure being considered would give $40 billion in aid to help the war-torn country fight off the Russian invasion. A final vote on the measure is expected later this week. Republicans like Rand Paul of Kentucky have delayed passage of the measure over concerns about how the money would be spent. This is USA Radio News. it keeps costing more to fill up.
The price of gas is soaring, with AAA reporting the national average price for regular jumped again overnight to $4.52 a gallon. That's too much for this Michigan man.
And that's crazy that people can't even get to their jobs. People can't get to their jobs. How are they supposed to feed their family? Something's not right.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. California drivers are getting hit the hardest, with prices now topping $6 a gallon on average. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden visited Buffalo, New York on Tuesday to honor the victims in Saturday's mass shooting. The Bidens visited the makeshift memorial near the Tops Market, where 10 people lost their lives. The president and the First Lady also met with the victims' families. UFOs marked the main topic on Capitol Hill Tuesday, where U.S. leaders discussed them for the first time in more than 50 years. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and I just brought up what just happened in Buffalo, New York, compared to what's happening right now in Arkansas. And here's the thing about the places in Arkansas where these, I guess, are they all government workers for the most part?
Well, that's what we're talking about, yes.
Okay.
They're government workers in a government building.
So the places where they cannot carry still
right.
has a presence of armed personnel there to where they would actually be protected should something happen in that
right.
particular building, correct?
They would be able to respond to a
right.
deadly threat, correct.
So, I mean, I'm waiting to see if this, I've seen where maybe some of these states have played around with this or something. I think maybe Wisconsin did it one time, but in these, areas, like what happened in Buffalo, New York, which supposedly had an armed security guard there, and I don't know to what degree
he did.
Yeah, I don't know to what degree this guy was. I mean, having a security guard on staff, whatever that security guard is going to be, he needs to be able to defend against whatever's coming in.
Right.
And in the case with this kid, yes, sir.
Well, it was a very difficult situation. The perpetrator had on body armor. He killed about three people out in the parking lot before he got to the security guard. It appears the security guard had retired as a police officer, was familiar with firearms, and he applied fire to the perpetrator and hit him at least once, if not twice, but he hit him on the body armor.
Right.
And in the meantime, the perpetrator was able to kill the security guard and then went on to kill about another six or seven people.
Right.
So, you know, yes, I think that if other people had been armed, they probably could have reduced the carnage. And, you know, it's this thing that you can be prepared and still lose. You know, it's nothing is 100% guaranteed.
No.
Part of the problem in the case of these mass murders perpetrated by young people is often they believe that they will receive a form of immortality in the media. And so I think that the media bears a considerable amount of blame for making these people into anti-heroes. I think that the end result of this in New York is in Buffalo is that more people, especially minorities, in most of the victims in the Buffalo shooting were black. We've seen a tremendous upsurge in the number of black people who are getting concealed carry permits. I don't know the exact percentages for New York, but across the nation, black women are one of the largest groups in percentage-wise in getting concealed carry permits. And this goes directly to the situation in the Supreme Court, where we have the New York Rifle and Pistol Association case v. Bruin, that an opinion will be delivered almost certainly in the next 6 weeks by the end of the current Supreme Court term as to whether people in New York have a right to bear arms outside the home or whether some petty bureaucrat can just say, well, you know, I don't like the way that guy looks. I don't think they should be able to carry outside the home. And that's the way it is in New York right now. New York is one of a handful of states. There are eight by my count. Some people have claimed nine, but I would say eight, where the authorities basically can say you have no right to carry outside the home by their whim. They have it's called a may issue regime where the authorities get to decide whether you have the right or not.
Right.
And in New York, that's being challenged. And if the Supreme Court rules, as I suspect they will, and nobody knows for sure, then those states will have to change their may issue to a shall issue. That is, if you meet the objective criteria in most states, it means you're not a felon, haven't been convicted of domestic violence, and there's a few other criteria that mostly are probably outdated, but then, and you apply, and sometimes there's some training involved. Other times, you might just have to apply and pay a small amount of money. Several states have now reduced the cost of their permit to zero. I think Indiana was the last one that did that. You can get a lifetime permit there for no cost. Well, there's time, of course, is always involved, and I think they might charge you for the fingerprinting. But the point is that the overall trend, which New York is bucking and California is bucking, is to recognize that the Second Amendment is a serious right enshrined in the Constitution and that you have a right to defend yourself with the best available means commonly available, which in the United States are generally firearms. And you have that right as a constitutional right, and a local government should not be able to infringe upon that right. And so I predict in New York you're going to see an upsurge in concealed carry permits. And if the Bruin, you know, New York Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin case goes as I decide, you'll have a huge increase in permits in New York. And a lot of those permits will be minorities who say, well, if somebody's trying to kill me, I want to be able to shoot back.
Well, I'm waiting to see how that part of it goes, of course. Now, I guess the next part that comes up is if these states are, if the Supreme Court case goes in a certain direction. Does that mean that these states that are dragged kicking and screaming into shall issue?
They'll have to be lawsuits filed.
Well, I mean,
do it by themselves.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure there will be. And where do you file a lawsuit against the Supreme Court, though? Where does that go?
No. I'm saying that in California.
Right.
They say, well, just because the Supreme Court said this doesn't mean we really have to do anything.
Oh, okay.
Then the Second Amendment Foundation or somebody else will file a lawsuit on behalf of people who've been denied a permit and say, your law is not valid. And it might go fairly quickly to the Supreme Court since they just ruled on it. There are lawsuits that are waiting on this. One that you followed closely, as I recall, is the Hawaii case you might remember the name of the plaintiff there, that where he could not get a permit to either carry openly or concealed, and panel on the Supreme, the Ninth Circuit said, you're right, you have a right under the Second Amendment to carry one way or another, and they held off on issuing the latest
That wasn't Peruta. Peruta was something else.
Peruta was in California. It was preceded the Hawaii case, yeah.
Yeah.
And in the Hawaii case, it's waiting. It's waiting on New York Rifle and Pistol Association. And so
hang on for me.
They're waiting on it.
Hang on for me right there. We'll get back on that when we get back. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, this is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Time on the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by, let's get that turned up, DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. We were just talking about what may or may not happen when all of this other stuff comes down. I'm sure there's going to be lots and lots of shenanigans that occurs with his next Supreme Court, his next little Supreme Court thing we got going on.
And the case we were talking about in the Ninth Circuit is Young versus State of Hawaii, and it's on hold. It's just on hold, waiting for what the Supreme Court does in the New York Rifle and Pistol versus Bruin case. And so, and I think a lot of people are waiting for what happens with that. And there's some, you know, about the jumping back to what happened in Buffalo, New York. This guy published a manifesto, and the. Part of what they're saying is he's got these far-right conspiracy theories, what the media is saying, I should say.
Right.
And it's kind of funny because I have to admit I was listening to Dan Bongino, and he made an excellent case that what they are now referring to a far-right conspiracy theory just a few years ago was being touted by the left as just plain fact. And he mentioned particularly an article in 2018 in the New York Times, which basically said, we can replace them. And demographics are destiny, and we will replace white people in the United States, and we'll outvote them, and that will be the future, and there's nothing they can do about it. Well, that's one of the theories that this guy was talking about, replacement theory.
Right.
And it was certainly touted by the left for several years, for quite a while, actually, saying that was what was going to happen and that was a good thing and it should happen. Well, this young man, misguided as he is, has been, took that to heart and thought he could gin up a race war. Bad idea. I think a terribly bad idea. And he also admitted in his manifesto, you know, that he tended to be either an authoritarian leftist or an authoritarian fascist, you know, and then he thought maybe he was an eco-fascist, too. So he's not what I would call center-right. He's more kind of far-left, in my opinion. But so it's those type of attitudes that are often fostered by the media in this country to appears to deliberately attempt to divide the country to get their political agenda through.
Sure. Sure. And, I mean, that never works.
Well, what happens is just the opposite. Is what happens is people say, you know, I need to protect myself. We had 15 million new gun owners in the last 3 years, it looks like.
Well, you know, the thing that strikes me about this is that on gun control, right, when we look at gun control, when we look at New York, where, you know, this
atrocity or mass murder, whatever.
This last mass murder just occurred. This guy knew that there would be nobody there to do anything about it. He also managed to get a hold of something. He got a hold of he went and got him a Bushmaster, right? Was that what he got, a Bushmaster?
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, he got him a Bushmaster because that's what Sandy Hook shooter used. Adam Lanza. And, right. I mean, when Sandy Hook happened, this kid was 8 years old.
Correct.
You know, so I'm interested to find out what his story was as far as all the other stuff, all of the other political stuff they're laying at his feet and everything. I don't quite get that.
Well, he's pretty young at 18,
yeah.
I have to say.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have the way the media treats these mass murders. And overdoes the coverage and tries to use them for their political works, that only serves to increase the incentive for young people who want to, you know, make a name for themselves, want to be remembered as whatever. This young man said that he intended to commit suicide afterwards, but he was talked out of it by the local police when they arrived.
Sure.
Yes, I think things would have been better if there had been more armed people to respond at the scene. But we can do much better at stopping these just by the media agreeing that it's not a good idea to make them into anti-heroes, to spend more time than is reasonable on them. And the media gains a lot of money, too, by the coverage of these items. And they think it advances their political agenda, and that's why we see it.
Well, I mean, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. Now, with Sandy Hook, when you had every major news network there for, what, 3 weeks, and every day when the news day would start off, it'd be, "Hi, I'm so-and-so with such-and-such network, and we're here in Sandy Hook again." Looking at the carnage. Now, we never saw the interior of Sandy Hook. We never saw any of the crime scene or anything else. It was only out there that they continued to press it. And then, you know, at the end of all that time, that there was some survey that was done, and 56% of America thought this kind of a killing, where a killer goes into a school and just murders children, they thought that happened all the time because of the press coverage.
Exactly.
So then, in 2013, after the year flips and everything, Obama goes out there and he's pressing to get, he wants universal background checks, because, you know, that's going to lead to a registry and there's some other things he wanted, but that was his big thing. And, of course, that particular day in the Senate, in between that event happening, which I think that was in December of 2012, and they came up for a vote in April of 2013, in that amount of time, there was a massive email program going on by Gun Owners of America. The NRA was doing their part, SAF. There was a lot of stuff going on, and in the end, the thing that got the most votes in the Senate that day was a national carry reciprocity. And universal background checks and all the other stuff went away because, you know, there was not going to be any votes for it. So that ended. And
I think the atmosphere, the overall political situation has gotten worse for them over time.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to get any national gun registration out of this event.
No. Well, I mean, this... This kid bought a gun local. He should have been flagged. He should have been red flagged. If they got a red flag in place, this guy threatened to shoot up a school, and I guess they went and saw him, and he's like, oh, no, I was just kidding, or something. And they said, okay, cool. So he went and he passed a background check, and he got a gun, and then he illegally modified the gun because, you know, the one thing about these kind of, you know, and correct me if I'm wrong, but what makes them dangerous is the barrel, not the magazine, not the trigger. The fact that it has a barrel and a projectile comes out of it is what makes it dangerous. But it's fascinating the way, and we're going to run out of time before you can answer that altogether. But I mean, it's going to be interesting. I think this one's going to end up having to go away too, because it's just not convenient for them. I mean, look at what happened in Colorado with the Syrian shooter, and look what happened with the subway shooter in New York, you know, being black. They're not against violence.
The Asian shooter in California.
Yeah. They're not against violence. They're just against people having, regular civilians having guns. Thank you for joining me today.
It's always a pleasure, Bill.
Oh, yeah. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. Always. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNH Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNH Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.